Anyway, for 150 years, zoology students have dutifully learnt that the circular markings on animals, such as the so-called eye spots found on a butterfly's or a moth's wings, are there because they look like the eyes of that animal's predator. And it was thought that these eyes scare off anything hoping to have a quick snack. But now researchers at the University of Cambridge have made a discovery that totally overturns this idea.
So we're totally wrong.
Basically, we are. Yes, writing in the journal Behavioural Ecology, the researchers tested how wild birds reacted to moths made out of paper that were painted with an assortment of eye spots and shapes and pinned onto trees in woods near Cambridge around here. Now, they tested spots of different shapes, sizes and numbers and with different levels of similarity to the bird's eyes. And attached to each of the artificial moths was a little worm, and that was a temptation for the birds and that. We're talking sort of blue tits, great tits, blackbirds and house sparrows to come and have a snack on these fake moths. Now, the scientists found that the artificial moths with circular markings, they didn't do any better than those with other conspicuous marks, such as bars or squares. Now, things don't have bar-shaped or square-shaped eyes, so that was a clue. And in fact, the team discovered that the predators were most put off by anything that was large-shaped, you know, large-shaped spots, a high number of spots, or if the markings were just generally very conspicuous.
So a strong contrast, the black on the white was made them very conspicuous.
Yeah, it's anything that's conspicuous. So they think that actually in the wild these eye spots work not because they look like eyes but because they're just very conspicuous. They're just big shapes that attract the eye of the predator and make them go, "Whoa."
So yeah, why are they round then?
Maybe that's the easiest way for nature to make them. That's the problem now. We don't really know why.
I guess that's food for thought.
Absolutely.
Even if not for a bird. Thank you, Kat. This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and Kat Arney. And this week we're delving into new technology. On the way, we'll be seeing if we can fire up an iPod or an MP3 player using fruit as a battery.
Stripping down science.
Okay, let's do it.
The Naked Scientists.
This is The Naked Scientist with Dr. Chris and Dr. Kat.